It's not hard to find people who have benefited from Massachusetts' greatly expanded health programs.
Can I help the next person?
I have an appointment for 10 for the flu shot.
For the flu shot, sure.
Start at the Holyoke Health Center, a downtown clinic in this former manufacturing city. Jeffrey, a 53-year-old part-time janitor who didn't give his last name, is waiting in urgent care with stomach pains. Before he learned of Commonwealth Care, the state's new health plan, he hadn't seen a doctor in years.
So I told me, if you make less than this much money, come here. And I qualified.
And what was that like to have health insurance?
Good feeling. I mean, just big load off the shoulders.
62-year-old Gladys Pacheco is a retired factory worker being treated for depression and heart disease. She recently qualified for the state's Medicaid system, which was expanded under the health care law. A staff member translates.
Before she got MassHealth, she had to pay for some of her meds.
So are things better now?
For Pacheco, they are. But for many others, the system is not working. Virginia Ocampo is a 47-year-old Colombian immigrant who makes $1,500 a month as a hotel housekeeper. She never took up her employer's offer of health insurance because her share of the premium would have cost her almost half her salary. For years, she'd been getting mostly free care at community clinics. After the health care law passed, she thought she qualified for Commonwealth Care. Her son, Johan Gomez, translates.
About her having dizzy spells, and so she went to the doctor. And when she did that was when she got the letter saying, you know, you need to fill out everything that's going on. And that's when they told her, okay, you're not covered anymore.
That's because Commonwealth Care disqualifies anyone who turns down an employer-sponsored plan, whatever the reason, even if their salary is otherwise low enough. Then there are people who do qualify for the state program, but find it very complicated to sign up. One phone call to the state's health plan can last hours, and it often takes several months to get approved or denied. 23-year-old Tyler Gorman waited half a year to get into Commonwealth Care. The aspiring punk rocker lives with three housemates in Hadley. While he was trying to get into Commonwealth Care, he was making $800 a month as a babysitter and paying $200 for a private health plan. He started to ration his food.
It was just a really long process. I don't know, like, just no one seemed to know what they were talking about in any of them. And then the people in Springfield were also all, like, just, like, angry that I was, like, asking them things. I don't know, it was just really annoying because they're constantly sending me all over.
Healthcare providers are also frustrated with the administrative problems, like lower and later payments. It also falls on hospitals, clinics, and consumer groups to educate the public about the new plans. It hasn't helped that the state slashed the budget for outreach and education. Advocates say it's even harder for non-English speakers and immigrants, many of whom don't realize they could be unenrolled if they don't reapply each year. Others are dropping out of Commonwealth Care because they can't afford even the subsidized premium or copays. Many of these same people got free care through a special state fund for the uninsured, a pool of money that has been drastically shrunk. That's one reason Cambridge-based Dr. David Himmelstein, a single-payer advocate, believes the public programs were a false promise.
I'm not a politician, I'm a doctor. What I see is that actually a lot of my patients are worse off with the reform than they were before.
Do you have any chronic condition?
I have diabetes.
Diabetes.
Back at the Holyoke Health Center, administrators have mixed feelings about the state's health coverage. On the one hand, says medical director Jacqueline Spain, low-income patients who used to get only emergency care have many more options.
For instance, a colonoscopy, or a mammogram, or cancer treatments, things that have been very challenging to get for an uninsured patient. Now they're able to get for them, and that's wonderful.
But she says basic preventative care, a main goal of health reform, has not materially improved. That's because there aren't enough primary care doctors to take care of the exploding demand, especially among the newly insured. But Kate Bisego of the consumer group Healthcare for All thinks they're still better off now than they were before.
Massachusetts may not be the perfect model. We have people that are still falling through the cracks. We haven't covered everyone. But it definitely has proven what we can do. We can insure a huge amount of people in a little amount of time, and it will save lives and it will save money throughout the long run.
In the short run, the program is costing about $900 million a year. To keep it sustainable, the state decided to lower reimbursement rates to doctors and hospitals. The legislature is also considering reducing medical benefits and taking away coverage from some groups, such as refugees. That's why legislators, consumers, and advocates in Massachusetts and beyond are looking closely at whether the gains of Massachusetts health reform can keep up with the costs and whether it could or should become a national model. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.